Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Russian President Vladimir Putin is calling up about 300,000 Russian reservists to go to battle in Ukraine. In a speech, Putin said Russia would defend its territorial integrity, and he appeared to imply that could include the use of nuclear weapons. Putin said he wasn't bluffing. President Biden will address the UN General Assembly today. NPR's Eric McDaniel reports he's expected to use his speech to denounce Russian aggression in Ukraine.
Top National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan previewed Biden's remarks during the White House briefing yesterday. The president will apparently call on the world to rebuke Russian leader Vladimir Putin's naked aggression. Sullivan also warned that Russia will hold, quote, sham referenda in parts of occupied Ukraine.
We know that these referenda will be manipulated. We know that Russia will use these sham referenda as a basis to purportedly annex these territories, either now or in the future.
Putin will not be attending the General Assembly, despite Russia's prominent role on the UN Security Council. Eric McDaniel, NPR News, The White House.
Meanwhile, Russia continues to fire missiles into Ukrainian-controlled territory. NPR's Jason Bobian reports from Kharkiv, where multiple explosions rocked the city overnight.
The mayor of Kharkiv says a rocket attack in the early hours of the morning destroyed the roof and upper floors of an apartment block on the western side of the city. The mayor says at least 10 people were trapped in the high-rise building. This despite Ukrainian forces pushing the front line over the last few weeks nearly 75 miles to the east of the city. Russian artillery also hit targets in Ukrainian-controlled areas along the southern front. Ukrainian officials say that 30 shells fell on the city of Nikopol overnight, just across the river from the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. The operator of the plant says some explosions occurred on the grounds of the nuclear facility itself. Missile strikes were also reported further west, near Kryvyi Rih. Jason Bobien, NPR News, Kharkiv, Ukraine.
Lawmakers are demanding more help for Puerto Rico, struggling to recover from Hurricane Fiona. Flooding is receding, but the damage is catastrophic. Only a part of Puerto Rico has gotten electricity back. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is angry about the island's dilapidated electrical infrastructure. He says that Congress appropriated $21 billion for Puerto Rico after Hurricane Maria devastated the island 5 years ago.
According to GAO, of that $21 billion, only 2% of the money has been spent. 2%, when the island was already devastated by Maria, and lay it open to even more devastation by Fiona since things weren't fixed. Is that outrageous?
The lack of electricity also means hundreds of thousands of Americans cannot access clean water in Puerto Rico. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy has requested that President Biden approve a federal disaster declaration for parts of his state. Western Alaska was slammed with the remnants of a typhoon last weekend. Homes were washed away and roads and seawalls destroyed. The storm was so enormous it affected about 1,000 miles of Alaska's west coast. Some places had hurricane-strength winds. The Federal Aviation Administration has rejected a bid to reduce the number of flight hours needed to become a commercial airline pilot. NPR's David Shaper reports that a regional airline had asked for the reduction as a way to help address a pilot shortage.
Republic Airways petitioned the FAA for an exemption to the federal rule requiring 1,500 flight hours for candidates to become certified as airline co-pilots. Republic wanted graduates of its flight school to qualify with 750 flight hours, the same as pilots coming out of military training. Republic argues its new pilot training program is as good as the U.S. military's. It says the high cost of obtaining those 1,500 hours discourages would-be pilots who cannot afford it. Pilots' unions opposed the request, arguing that reducing pilot training hours would result in inexperienced pilots and jeopardize safety. The FAA agrees and denied Republic's request. David Shaper, NPR News.
New York Yankees slugger Aaron Judge hit his 60th home run of the season last night. He is close to matching the American League record set by Roger Maris of 61 home runs hit in a single season. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.